Now, I'm not sure how many boys and girls there are this morning. I see a few. To be very honest with you, those of you who don't know me as well as some of the others, I'm not really a children's story man. But I have a little story for you this morning that I want to tell you about. On our television news these days, we see many very, very sad sights and scenes. And one of the most sad to me is the sight of those tens of thousands of orphans that we find in places like Rwanda, in Sudan, in Bosnia, and so on. They are orphans because of the ravages of war. Their parents have been killed, or the ravages of disease and AIDS, or the ravages of hunger and starvation. An orphan is simply a poor girl who doesn't have a mummy or daddy. And when you see them on the television screens, you realize as you look into their eyes that they're frightened. And you realize when you look at their little bodies that they're hungry and they're starving, they're malnourished. And you also realize that they're in danger. To be an orphan anywhere is not nice, but to be an orphan in some of those situations is certainly far from nice. But sometimes, in a few cases, some of them are adopted. Now, that simply means that a couple come along, usually a couple who don't have any children of their own. And they say, we would like to adopt this little boy or this little girl. And they go to an adoption agency and they make the request and they're vetted and checked out. And then they are allowed to adopt one of these orphan children. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean to the child? Well, to me it means this. First of all, they want to take them into their family. And then they want to give them their name, and then they want to love them and to care for them. Now, that is exactly what God wants to do for us this morning. You see, God wants to take us into his family. You and I are in the families in which we are here in this world by birth. We were born into that family. And of course, the Bible teaches us that we have to be born into God's family. And we are born into God's family when we come to a place in our lives when we realize that we are sinful and sinners, and we understand the gospel, and we know that Jesus loved us, and that he died for us, and that he wants us to trust him. And when we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, then we are born into God's family. The Bible says that when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we become the children of God. We become the sons and daughters of God through faith in Christ. And so God wants us to be in his family. And we come into his family by acknowledging our sin and by trusting in the Lord Jesus as our Savior. And then, of course, God wants to give us his name. You see, the Bible says that the disciples were first called Christians at Antioch. Now, the word Christian simply means those who are Christ's children, those who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who have owned themselves to be sinners and put their trust in him. And the third and last thing is, he wants to love us and to care for us. And that's the wonderful thing this morning about God's salvation. He will always love us and he will always care for us. And so when you're watching the television news some night and you see these little orphan boys and girls, and it really is so very sad to see them in that situation, realize that we are sinners in God's sight. And yet God loves us and wants us in his family. And he's made that possible by sending his son into the world to come and to die in our place and to die for our sin. And we can trust him as our Savior.